Doctors say number of serious injuries inflicted on yellow vests unprecedented. By Chris Tomlinson on January 23, 2019. Doctors, activists and others are sounding the alarm over the number of serious injuries suffered by Gilets jaunes, yellow vest, movement activists at the hands of police during the past several weeks. The French Interior Ministry has claimed that in the first 9 weeks of the yellow vest protests, around 1,800 protesters and 1,000 police officers have been injured but have not separated out those with serious injuries, L'Express reports. Doctors in France's emergency rooms say that some of the injuries have been extremely serious, blaming the police use of flashball shots which have led to some of the most serious injuries, including at least 4 protesters, 2 of them women, who have lost an eye and suffered some form of disfigurement. Documentary filmmaker David Dufresne has revealed the details of some of the most serious injuries, listing protesters who have lost hands, had jaws shattered or their eyes ripped open. The level of police violence against the yellow vests was condemned by Amnesty International as early as mid-December and has been followed by medical professionals including facial reconstruction surgeon Professor Laurent Lantieri, a pioneer in facial transplantation. Emergency physician Dr. Christophe Pertham, who works at a hospital in the Paris suburbs, said the highest number of injuries occurred at the Act 4 protest in December but that every Saturday the hospital sees a surge in emergency cases. Dr. Pertham also spoke out against the use of flashball shots that some have claimed were purposely aimed at protesters' heads, saying, "The head is still something very fragile. At the level of the face, projectiles at high velocity can only cause damage," he said. "Whether it's voluntary or a sign of incompetence, that's a problem. I have been working in this sector since the 1980s and this is the first time I have seen so many serious injuries during a social movement," he added. Physician Patrick Pelou said that the next big challenge for emergency personnel could be an upcoming march in support of French President Emmanuel Macron scheduled for Sunday, noting, "It could rally opponents, especially yellow vests. And if people start fighting with each other, there is a risk of being overwhelmed," he said. A recent poll released by Opinionway on behalf of broadcaster LCI revealed that 73% of French people backed the writ proposal, with voters of populist leader Marine Le Pen showing 86% support. The poll follows a similar poll released at the start of the month which showed an even higher 80% support for the writ. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.